Hello, and welcome to the Mobile User Acquisition Show, a podcast to help you unlock tremendous growth for your app. My name is Shamant Rao. I'm the CEO of the boutique growth marketing firm Rocketship HQ and host of the podcast Mobile User Acquisition Show. In each episode, we feature experts in the field of mobile growth and discuss strategies, tips, and pointers from the leading edge of mobile growth marketing. By the end of each episode, you will have gained actionable and tactical insights that will help you make more informed decisions in your own work around growth. The Mobile User Acquisition Show is produced by Merrill Vincent, Content Marketing Manager at Rocketship HQ.
In today's episode, we're going to talk about AEM and explore its different considerations, advantages, and challenges. For those of you who aren't aware, AEM is Meta's attribution system on iOS, aggregated event measurement. AEM is particularly significant in the context of ATT and SCAN. Here's why. Right after ATT was introduced, Facebook relied primarily on SCAN for attribution, and SCAN reports installs and conversion events with a delay. This can be 24 to 48 hours and sometimes more than that, depending on what schema you have configured. Now, this delay meant that the immediate feedback on advertising spend was not available. And this posed a big challenge, just because if you spent something, you would get your results, your conversions, a couple of days later, putting a lot of your spend at risk. And this was one reason why a number of advertisers migrated a lot of their spend to other channels. For instance, they moved to Google, which used Firebase, or rather Firebase reported conversions that were much more real-time than SCAN. And they moved to other ad networks that offer probabilistic attribution that has much more immediate feedback. However, the introduction of AEM has addressed the issue of delayed feedback, and that is, I think, its biggest advantage. And this enables advertisers to receive performance data without the previous delays. Now, despite these advantages, there are some challenges that you should consider. First, of course, you do have to configure AEM, which can be done in your MMP or in your events manager in Facebook. That's not the most intuitive process, and that is something you want to be making sure to configure before you're able to run campaigns. Next is you do need a critical mass of events, conversions, or post-install events in order to unlock AEM Meta's events manager. Also, you know, AEM relies on modern data, and therefore it's important to approach AEM carefully because modern data may have no correspondence with your actual results. So the best way to validate the effectiveness of your AEM campaigns is to compare your conversion numbers against whatever is reported by SCAN. Now, this is something you can do within your Facebook Ads Manager. You can look at compare attribution settings, and you can get a breakdown of what your conversions are as reported by SCAN and what they are as reported by AEM. Generally, the discrepancy between AEM and SCAN, it's not huge if you're crossing privacy thresholds. However, it is important to be careful because the delta between AEM and SCAN can become significant if you don't have a significant number of IDFAs that are collected for your product. Regardless, AEM has definitely helped restore confidence in Facebook performance and ads, and that's primarily on account of the quicker feedback loop. And my goal is that hopefully this helps all of us in restoring confidence in our investment decisions on Facebook. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Mobile User Acquisition Show. If any of this was helpful or instructive, I would love for you to leave us a review or rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. This podcast takes a ton of time, effort, and love to produce, and I deeply value every review and every piece of feedback that you share.